I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Happy Tuesday, my darlings. How are you? I hope you're having an amazing day. Welcome back to the show. This is a little bit of a special week here, for me at least. It's my birthday week this week, and our theme for the week, of course, is celebration. Not just any old celebration, but this week we are celebrating all that is well in our lives. We are focusing on the things that are working. We are redirecting our awareness and attention from any complaining or anything that isn't going well or that's kind of annoying us or bothering us. And we're spending some time stepping into the light and really honoring and fully holding the areas of our lives that actually are well, and all the ways in this life in which we are feeling good. When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So today for our Tune In Tuesday practice, I want you to take a moment right now to celebrate and really hone in on the most beautiful part of your life right now. The most beautiful thing that is existing in your life right now, the most beautiful area of your life, the most beautiful relationship in your life, the most beautiful part of you, something that is absolutely freaking worth celebrating about your life right now. And I know for all of us listening, we're not all in the same place in life. Some of us are going through really heavy stuff, having a hard season in life. Some of us are in a state of flow. Some of us are kind of flowing between unease and ease. And we're moving through that in that kind of high and low vibe, right? We're all experiencing so many different things at the same time. But no matter how challenging things are for you right now, I promise you, there is something about your life that is so worthy of celebration right now. So take a moment right here. Just close your eyes, place your hands to your heart, take a deep breath, and go deeply into this contemplation. What is a part of your life that is worthy of celebration? What is the most beautiful part of your life right now, the way you are experiencing your life in this moment? You don't have to answer this in a way that sounds good or in a way that objectively makes sense. Just really feel into your heart and really connect with the area that feels most beautiful right now. Something worthy of celebration. And take a moment here, just breathing deeply, just the way you are. And I am just, of course, sitting here smiling so big as I am connecting to an area of my life or something about my life that I feel is worthy of celebration. And I hope you're sitting there smiling too. That's sort of what happens when we remind ourselves of the beauty that exists inside of us and in our day-to-day lives. For me, something about my life that is absolutely beautiful and so worthy of celebration right now is, and I feel like I've said this before a lot, but I'm going to say it again, is my connection with nature. I know, I talk about it so much, it's almost getting a little bit ridiculous, but I'm looking out through the window right now. It's a beautiful fall day. The sun is just kind of filtering in through the trees. It's so beautiful out there. And when I get reminded of the fact that it's beautiful out there, I get reminded of the fact that it's also beautiful in here, inside of me. And I feel so happy that I found my way home, home to Sweden, that I found my way home to nature, that I found my way home to myself in a way. And as I said that, 100 geese start flying by right in front of me. I'm not kidding. I have never seen this many geese flock together all at once. This is wild. Okay. Thank you, nature. Thank you. Thank you. So wherever you ended up in your own contemplation, the most beautiful area of your life or part of your life worthy of celebration, I want you to really hold this and to appreciate how big it is that you have this precious, precious, precious thing in your life. Whether that's a person that's in your life right now or something around your working life or family or a self-care practice or something inside of yourself, you know, whatever feels like it's worthy of celebration, really hold how big it is that this is present for you. Maybe there was a time when this thing wasn't present in your life. Maybe there was a before, right? Remember that. Take a moment to honor and hold that. You invited this into your life. You manifested this in your life. You made this happen, whether knowingly or unknowingly. This beautiful thing is here in your life because you deserve it. And you are worthy of so much more of this same kind of beauty. Let this feeling of just awe and celebration fill your body head to toe. Thank you so much for joining me. Of course, I have a journaling prompt for today. A part of my life that is worthy of celebration is. A part of my life that is worthy of celebration is. Take some time to journal on that and maybe see if there's a way you can put that celebration in action today. Is there something you can do to actually celebrate this part of your life? You know, if it's a person or a relationship, can you tell them how happy you are that they're there in your life? If it's a practice or something you do, can you go out and enjoy that thing? Can you take a moment today to really savor and enjoy this beautiful thing that you're celebrating? I hope you have a beautiful rest of this day. Thank you so much for being here. Yoga Girl Daily will be back on my birthday tomorrow.